The Mariners take on the Rangers, and Adrian Beltre, fresh off career hit number 3,000 on Sunday, gets some congratulations from Felix Hernandez, and Texas would start fast against King Felix.
The payoff pitch. Gomez swings and hits one high in the air to deep center field. Heredia going back on the track at the wall. That ball is history up on Greens Hill. Dead central for Carlos Gomez. And the Rangers lead it 3-0 in the second. And here's the pitch. Swung on, line drive, left field base hit. Chu around third, he's heading home. Here's the throw to the plate by Gamel. Chu slides and he is safe. And down to second on the throw goes Elvis. It's now a 4-0 Rangers lead.
And the way that Chu was going back to his right, that from that angle it looked like maybe Chu had a play, but that ball was well over his head. And this ball is ripped past Beltre into left, a base hit. Well, Cruz scores now, and the ball gets by Robinson out in left. So Seager scores easily, and Valencia loping on to third base. He'll get there standing up.
Now straightens to the set. The 2-2 offering. Swung on. That's hit high in the air to center field and hit well. Gomez going back and over toward right. Deep in the alley, he can't get it. It's off the wall at the 407 side. Heredia scores to tie the game. Our team goes all the way to third on a triple, and it is 4-4. Here's the 2-2 pitch. Swung on and lined to right field. Chu going back, still going back. It's over his head. It's off the wall. Both runners score. On his way to second base is Cano. The throw is in time. He's out. Perfect throw by Shin-Soo Chu to nail Cano with what will be a two-run single, giving Seattle a 6-4 lead.
Cano's two-run single ends up being the difference. 6-4 Seattle is your final. The big news on Monday, Yu Darvish traded by the Rangers to the Dodgers for a package of three prospects headlined by Willie Calhoun. The Rangers have now lost three straight games and five of their last seven. Here's the manager, Jeff Banister.
I'm guessing you're talking about the error by Odor early. We were able to cover that one up. Hamels was able to cover that one up. Cost him, I think, four pitches. The play out in the outfield, obviously a ball that on the ground we've got to be able to handle, not allow that batter runner to get all the way around a third. Tough to cover that up. The ball to Joe from Adrian, one of those plays that looked like Joe was just trying to keep it in front of him, was incapable of keeping it in front of him, keep the runner. There was going to be a tough pick. And then the double play ball that Ruggie looked like the runner was in on him pretty good, trying to make a quick throw. Obviously, those plays, you know, we were able to cover one of them. We weren't able to cover the rest of them. That was a challenge. That obviously a night defensively that, you know, we'd like to take a pass on for sure. The stuff with Claudio, I'm as perplexed as everybody else in the stadium. Same stuff all year long. I mean, he hasn't deviated, just hasn't been called. All of a sudden, you get called twice. Look at the video. Looked like he was good. Not my interpretation, though. It doesn't matter what my interpretation is or anybody in our dugout. However, for whatever reason, they felt like that there was no stop. You know, why we decide to do that tonight, I don't know. I look at it from my angle, my version. They have guys doing the exact same thing. No call. Phelps was doing the same thing. Hernandez was doing the same thing. You know, bouncing and rolling right through the no stop. So it's a rule that is interpreted. I disagree.
Questions?
Cole tonight, what did you see from him? And then the at-bats, do you feel like there was patience with 13 strikeouts?
Well, obviously, when you look at the 13 strikeouts, it's you know, you can view it and say somewhat impatient. Look, there was Hernandez's slider was pretty sharp for him tonight in certain situations. I felt like our at-bats against him were good. We were able to maneuver the ball around, hit some balls hard, obviously, off of him. As far as Phelps was concerned, between the cutter and the high fastball, very challenging. And then the last guy, he's going to strike some batters out. That's Zepchinski, a guy that we've seen in the past. We've had success against. As far as Cole's concerned, look, breezed through the first three. Looked really sharp. The fourth got away from him pretty quick. Looked like the ball elevated for him, especially the ball to Leonis, the ball up in the zone that looked like a breaking ball that probably trying to get down. Obviously trying to get down in the zone was just left it up in the zone. But yeah, I mean, he helped himself out with a pickoff there, but just seemed like that kind of lost the sharpness of the command.
Jeff, if this is last year, and with your rights to tell me to get here on time, but about the last 4 days have been pretty emotional for your club. Is it maybe just club a little worn out tonight after what you've been through the last 4 days? Highs and the, you know.
And that's a fair question, Jerry. I look at it as, you know, we're professional players and you got to maneuver through that, move on. We've been really good at being able to handle those type of things. Obviously, the magnitude of yesterday, high emotion with the 3,000 hits. And then today with the trades and things like that, I don't like to use those as any type of excuse, but they are human beings. There is different emotions that come in this game, and however, I still feel like that these guys continue to battle through some things. I mean, we put four runs on the board. We just didn't score enough.
Alex Claudio takes the loss in this one, his first of the year. The reliever goes 2 2/3 and allows two runs on two hits with three walks.
No, yo entiendo, no. Yo lo que estaba haciendo era atacar.
I was doing the same thing, just attack the hitters, but I didn't change anything, but I lost the game. Yeah, I thought that I was doing the same motion all the time, but after the game was over, I saw the videos and I was maybe a little bit missing it. Yeah, not at all. I think I have to do my job still. Maybe the players or the team feel it, but not me. I was doing the same thing.
Cole Hamels cannot hold on to a 4-0 lead on Monday. The lefty goes 6. He allows 4 runs, 3 earned, on 6 hits and a no decision.
Just being able to get out there, you know, I definitely felt like I was more myself, this game than quite a few the recently. But it is. It's you have to make pitches, and you know, ultimately, when it comes down to it, you get to the heart of the lineup. You've got to keep the ball down, and you know, it wasn't the case, in that fourth inning. You're trying to make good pitches, and obviously, I left pitches up, and you know, those guys are able to, you know, do what they do with it. But at the same time, you just kind of have to battle through and try to keep, maintain the lead that we had, and ultimately, failed to do so. And, you know, that's kind of the disappointment right there is, you know, in a situation that I've been in plenty of times, you know, similar situation. Normally I know how to get that out. And, you know, it didn't happen. And obviously that's, you know, kind of what really, kind of sealed it for us. And that's not what you want to do. The momentum's on your side. When you kind of, you know, push it back onto the other team's side, obviously things, you know, are not going to go good. So it's a tough loss. And obviously I'm not too pleased about what I was able to do, obviously, in the end.
I mean, you're obviously a pro. Everybody in this room is a pro. Nonetheless, was it hard to play today after an emotional, really, last 4 days, you know, Adrian getting a 3,000 and then seeing a teammate traded away today?
I don't think so.
Okay.
We play baseball no matter what. We enjoy what we get to do, and, you know, no matter what the circumstances are, we get to see great things happen, great accomplishments, and, you're going to see, obviously, not necessarily the unexpected, but, you know, situations that happen in this game. But we just, you know, kind of have to put one foot in front of the other and, keep our focus in trying to play baseball. It's what we all like to do, and, you know, we're very blessed that we get to do it. And, you know, it's a tremendous organization, and you know, we do. We do it for each other, and that's kind of what we're going to continue to do, here on out.
When you came here as a contender, what does the news of the day impact you going forward?
nothing for me. I mean, I get to pitch every 5 days, so, you know, that's something that I'm excited to be able to do, you know, for this organization and my teammates here, and, you know, especially for this city. You know, like I said before, I love what I get to do, and you know, want to maintain a grade of excellence, you know, that I know how to do, and obviously I wasn't able to do that today. But, you know, that's obviously something I'm going to work on a little bit more, just so that I can get back to what I know I'm confident in doing, and that's to, you know, help this team win.
This series will continue on Tuesday at Globe Life Park. Nick Martinez makes the start for Texas.